by the Simin Shazach. Shadimar Vesulekka, the true, nobody else ruled over the whole world. These are the only three that at that time ruled over the whole world. Is that true? V'ikah Shleimai, we have Shleimai Melech. So Mar says, Loi Solek Machusai. Rashi Loi Hishle Machusai Shre Nitrat Kremina Masech Tegitin. Some Shinta told him when he became older, he lost his Malchus. So he wasn't the Melech all his life. At the end of his life, he wasn't the Melech. So we don't include Shleimai. So Mar says, Hon Nichle Mandiyama Melech Vehedyet. And at the beginning, true, he was a king, but then at the end, since he did these bad things, he became like a hedyot. He became no more king. Elo l'man d'yoma, melech v'hedyotu melech. He was first a king, then true, he was a hedyot, but at the end, he became back a melech again. So ma'ik l'meimah, even at the end of his life, he died by being a king. So then why don't we include Shleimai? He also ruled over the whole world. So the Gemara says, Shleimai milsa achriti hevi bein. Shleimai melech had something special about him. Shemolach al ha'elyonim v'al ha'tachtonim. Shleimai Melech ruled over the elyonim, the people on top, and the tachtonim also. He had shlitas Rashi al ha'elyonim means al ha'shedim. Shleimai Melech ruled over the shedim also. A different madrega. He's in a different category than these three. But in the time it's true, he also ruled over the whole world. But even more, even on the elyonim, on top also he ruled. Shenamar Apostle says, Vayeshev Shleimai al kisi Hashem. Mashri Mamash like Satva Kisi Hashem, that he also ruled over the Yainim also. For the Gemara, I have a heavy Sancheriv. I Sancheriv also, the Chsiv, it says, Mi Bechol Elokeha, Elokeha, Ratzoy Seila, Asher Etzilu Asatzim Yodi. Like he said, who could say, which any God could say for me? Mashri what, that he ruled over everybody? And the Gemara, no, he could Yerushalayim Dele Kivsha. Sancheriv didn't capture Yerushalayim. That was the one city he didn't capture. Therefore, it's not called, he ruled over the whole world. So, the Gemara Dar Yavish also, they ruled over the whole world. The Chsiv says by Dar Yavish, Malka, he was a king. Ksav L'cholam Amayu Umyo V'lishna, he wrote to every single nation in their language, the Dairim M'cholari Yishlam Eichon, Yaske. Like he sent the message of Shalom Aleichem, peace to everybody, to the whole world. So Mashmi, he ruled over the whole world. That's why he wrote to them. Over all the people that he ruled, he sent to them peace. So Gemara says, no. There are seven nations, seven cities, that Dar Yavish did not rule over. The Pasuk says, Shvar Kodom Dar Yavish. He was happy, he was pleased before Dar Yavish. V'heikim al ma'chusa li'achash dafnaya me'yav yesen. They appointed 120. Mashma, he still had to capture one place. These seven cities he didn't capture yet, so he still wanted to capture them. So the kids say he didn't rule over the whole world. Fred Gemara, v'ika kairish, I the melech kairish of Siv, koya ma'kairish melech pras, kol mamluchay soritz, nosen li'ashem, that Hashem gave me all the whole world, so Chura also Mashmi ruled over everybody. Tomorrow says no. Hosim mishtabuch yodukom mishtabach ben Ashayu. Kirish was talking himself. He was praising himself. That's all. As it wasn't really true. He didn't really rule over the whole world. He was just praising himself. In the pasuk says Nester by Yom Mahein kisheves haMelech. When the Melech was Shavas, so Mashma he first sat down to be a king. So Rashi tomorrow says. Uchsiv Basra, it says afterwards, Vishnas Sholosh Lamolchoi. The third year he was a king. So the Mor says, Omar Rova, my Kisheves, what does it mean Kisheves, Boshes Mashmi, just sat down to be a king? And he was saying it 3 years later. So Morin says, it doesn't mean by your name Kisheves HaMelech, when he first sat down to be a king. It rather means, Omar Rova, my Kisheves, Liachash and Nishyash Vabaitoi. After he felt secure in his position of being a king. Rashi can see Yashva Daito, She Metchilo Hayadoik, She Yotsu Yisro Metachas Yodoi. At the beginning, Achashverosh was afraid that Hashem was going to take Klal Yisrael out of his possession, out of his rule. Kishe Yigru Shivim Shon Lagolos Bavel. At the end of 7 years of Golos Bavel, he was afraid that Hashem would take to free them. The Yashav Neshashva, we'll soon see, now came the time when Achashverosh made a cheshbin, that according to his cheshbin, 70 years passed by already, and still nothing happened to Klal Yisrael, so that's why Hashem is not going to free them anymore. But up until 70 years passed by, Achashverosh was afraid that maybe at the end of 70 years, Hashem will redeem them from him.
So now Kishevas HaMelech means now his cheshbon came that 70 years passed by and still nothing happened to Klal Yisrael. Now was this Yashva Daita, he felt good. He was satisfied.
But Omar Rova, my Kishevas, what does it mean? That Omar, he said like this, Omar, Bal Shaltzer Choshe V'Tor. Bal Shaltzer made a cheshbon when the 70 years are up, and he made a mistake. And that's why he felt secure, but really Achashverosh knew the years weren't finished yet. I'm going to make a cheshbon exactly when the 70 years should be up, and I'm not going to make a mistake. And therefore, when I see the 70 years are up, and still Hashem is not saving Klai's world, I feel secure, I have nothing to worry about. Mahi, what was his toys? What was his cheshbon?
Yeah.
Talmud Gemara says, Mahi, what's the case? Rashi says, Chushbono de Bal Shotze Vatusei. The first one, Bal Shotze, he made one cheshbin, that when the 70 years should be up, and he made a mistake. What was his cheshbin? What was his mistake? You see, it says like this, Ki lefi malayis lebovel shivim shana, when it ended 70 years, Efkoy deschem, then I'll remember you. That's what Hashem said, that's what the Novi said, that Hashem will remember Klaius only after 70 years being in Bovel. So Rashi says, Kisoverhu lemalchus Bovel, miyoim, Shenot lo bovel malchus. It means at the time when Bovel became the king, v'zeh Nebuchadnezzar, noto malchus, me'osar chodyon melech Asher. That was when Nebuchadnezzar first took over the kingdom for Melech Asher. So Belshazzar thought it means 70 years from the time when Nebuchadnezzar first took over. That was his cheshbon. Uksiv, it says, l'malos l'churbas Yerushalayim, shivim shana. Like, I'll fix up the Churban of Yerushalayim after 70 years. So, Choshev, how did Belshazzar make the Cheshbon? Choshev Arboyin V'chomesh Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the king for 45 years. So that was the first Cheshbon, the 45 years, because he thought that's when the Cheshbon started, when Nebuchadnezzar first became king of Babel. Then V'yetzri Mutlach the Avil. Then we have 23 years of Avil. And then the Avil Madroich. The Taratidi day and 2 years of his Balshotzer, Hoshivim, that's how you have 70 years. So, and it came 70 years and nothing happened, Hashem didn't save Klai Yisrael yet, is therefore Afik Mani Devei Mikdoshon, Balshotzer went into the Beis HaMikdash and took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, V'yishtamish Bo, and he used it, as if to say, now he's not afraid of Hashem anymore, Hashem is not saving him anymore. Now, Unavuchanetza, Minolan, the Arboin, V'chom Yishon HaMolech. How do we know this first thing, that Nebuchadnezzar was a king for 45 years? How do we know that? The Yom HaMar, we learned like this, it was said, Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shemana, they went into Golus after 7 years, they went into Gol Exile after 8 years, Golu B'Shemana Asori after 18 years, Golu B'Teisha Asori after 19 years. What does this mean? It means like this. Alright, the turnover. Yeah, it means like this. Yeah, it means like this. Golu Basheva, they went in exile the 7th year. That means the kibush Yoyokim, from the kibush of Yoyokim. That's Golish Yoyokim. That was the Golus of Yoyokim. Shishmon Lenebuchadnezzar, which was the 8th year of the Nebuchadnezzar in his kingdom. In other words, the first year, like Marvel soon say, the 2nd year in his kingdom, he conquered Yoyokim. And Golus Yoyachin was the 7th year, which is really the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. And again, Golu B'Shemein Asara, they went into exile again 18 years, after 18 years, Lekibush Yoyachin, means after 18 years from the time they captured Yoyachin, and that was called Golus Yitkiyo. That Golus started 18 years later, it was called Golus Yitkiyo. Shitisha Asara Nebuchadnezzar, which is really the 19th year from the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. The Yom HaMarkos, we learned like this, Shona Rishona, the first year that Nebuchadnezzar was a king, Kibush Nineveh, he captured Nineveh. And Shniya, second year, Kibush Yoyakim, he captured Yoyakim. So Mela, that's how you have it, these Golas seem like it's 1 year later from the beginning of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar.
Golu B'Sheva means the Kibush Yoyakim. It was the 7th year after they conquered Yoyakim, and Yegolus Yoyakim, Shishmai Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. Golu B'Shmai Nasara, the Kibush Yoyakim, Yeah. Golas Sitfio. That's the time when the Golas Sitfio. Shetisha Sol Nebuchadnezzar. Again, it was the 19th year for Nebuchadnezzar. Is 18 years after Yoyakim, which was the year before which Nebuchadnezzar started, which now is 19 years. The Yom Amar, Shana Rishoyna Kibush Ninva, Shniya Kibush Yoyakim. The first year when Nebuchadnezzar was Melech, he captured Ninva. The second year he captured Yoyakim. So a year later, that's when he got Yoyakim. Well, see, it says, Vayhi Bishloshim Bisheva Shana. It was the 37th year, Legolas Yoyakim, from the Golas of Yoyakim, Melech Yudah. Bishnei Masa Chodesh Beeskin, the Chamish Lachodesh, Nosa Avim Rudach, Melech Bovel. That's when he took off, when he killed Melech Bovel. Bishnas Machusai, Eshroish Yoyachin, Melech Yehuda, Vayotze Yosef Beis HaKela. Then he put him into the Beis HaKela, took him out of jail. So, Timno Utlosa, Timno 8, that was for his 8 first years of the Nebuchadnezzar, then Utlosa Besheva, then you have 37 years, Haray Aboyim V'Chamish. The Nebuchadnezzar. That's why you have the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. First is 8 years, and now it says later another Indian of 37 years later. So together it's 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was a king. Now the Eskrim Utlos the Yavil. So now again, Baal Sheltzer is making a cheshbin that it started from the beginning when Nebuchadnezzar first took kingdom. So 70 years later is when Hashem should redeem them. So first you have 45 years in Nebuchadnezzar. Now we have 23 Eskrim Utlos. The Avil, Merudach, Gemara, that's time the Gemara knows. There's no Raya from Sukkim. The Gemara knows that he ruled for 23 years. Fetati the day, now, Baal Sheltzer had the first 2 years of his kingdom. Hoshivim, that's how he has 70 years. Is Omas, Baal Sheltzer said, Hashte Vadai Sula Mifrake. Since now Hashem didn't come to save the Jews yet, he didn't make a goal, he didn't save them yet, is Hashem's not going to save them anymore. But the Novi was ruled, the Novi said Sheker. Therefore, he wasn't afraid of Hashem anymore, and Apik Mani Dvei Mikdosho Vishtamishbu. He took out the kingdom of the Beis Hamikdash and was Mavaz of them. He used them for his own private use. Is Hainu de Kormala Daniel. This is what Daniel told him. The Almori Shemaya Hisramamta. Like you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamanya Di Basayu. His sub Kadamach. Like you're taking out his kingdom of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not nice. Uksivdei, it says there, that Balaila Koto Bashaltzer Malko Kashdoi. Like at that night, the king Bashaltzer was killed. That's what happened to him. Uksiv, it says, with the Vor Yosh, Midor Kiva Machusa. And the Doryovosh, he took over. Doryovosh took over after Bashaltzer. Kvar Shnin Shosin, it was 2 years. Shnin Shisin Utlosin, of Shnin Shisin Utlosin, 63 years that the Yovish took over. Is Omar so Achasuerus said like this, Iyo Mititoi, Baal Sheltzer made a mistake, but Ano Chashiv Novloitina. Achasuerus said, I'm going to make a good chesh, but I won't make a mistake. That Achasuerus said like this, Miksiv Lamalchus Bovel, that it said the 70 years are going to start counting from the beginning of the kingdom of Babel to the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar. That's not what the Navi meant to say, Yirmiyo. But rather he meant to say, Le Babel Ksiv, to Babel. My Le Babel, what does it mean, Le Babel? Le Golas Babel. From the time Klai Yisrael went out of Eretz Yisrael into Babel, they'll be there for 70 years. And 70 years later is when Hashem will redeem them. Is Kama B'tzirin, how many years are we missing now? Timnet, we're missing 8 years. Like Nebuchadnezzar was the king 8 years before the Golis of Klal Yisrael into Babel. So 8 years are missing. Is Choshev V'Yayu Chalufayu. So good, Achashverosh waited another 8 years. Chodah the Baal Sheltzer. First of 1 year of Baal Sheltzer's own kingdom. The Chomesh the Dov Yovash. And 5 of the Yovash. The Koirish. The Tati the Day. And 2 of his own. That's how he has 8 years. So Hashivin, that's how Achashverosh made the Cheshbin. Now he has 7 years. Of the time when Klai Yisrael was in Bavel. We have 70 years now. Now, Kiv on the Chosui, to Mole Shivin, since Achashverosh saw, that it ended already his 70 years, Vlo Yifruk, and Hashem did not redeem them yet, his Omri said, Hashta Vadai Sula Mifriki, and now Hashem is not going to redeem them anymore. Hashem won't take the Jews out of my reign. Is Apik Mani the Bay Mikdosha, the Ishtamishbu, That's when Achashverosh made his big Suda, and by the Suda that he made, he says he took out the Kerub from the Beis Hamikdash, he served the Yayin Kadas, Kadas HaMelech, he served the Yayin, the Kelim Shonim, the Megillas Esther says, means he used the Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. So, Boaz Sotin, at that time, when he took out the Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash, and he used to serve by his own private party, the Sotin came, the Rikud B'nayim, and started to dance amongst Achashverosh, for Horagas Vashti. That's what happened at the end of that Suda, the Maisa, beginning of the Megillah, that Achashverosh called Vashti to come, and Vashti didn't come, and therefore she was killed. So that was the Sultan got angry at the fact that Achashverosh was using the Suda, using those Kelim. Some say that was the Chet of Klai Yisrael also that says, Shreinena B'yaisa Suda. It says they had enjoyment from that Suda. What was the Gevalt of that enjoyment? Some say that this Yai Nesef didn't have yet, or it wasn't Yai Nesef yet, and he only served them kosher food. So what was really Sogafelech? But the time they say was then that they had enjoyment from the Suda, that really a Jewish plots. That he sees the Achashverosh has taken out the Kelim, using the Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash, that was once used by Kedusha of a Tyron, now Achashverosh has taken and used it for his own party, how could a Jew be happy there? So the time upon the Jews, the Avera there was, it says, Shekeinenam Yosef Suda. They had enjoyment from that Suda. Enjoyment they shouldn't have had. It could be they didn't eat treif. It could be other things weren't wrong. But just the fact they had enjoyment, it should have bothered them. It should have bothered them the fact they see now these Kelim, these precious Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash, are being used by Achashverosh. But I call upon the bothered the Sotin, and therefore the Sotin danced, and the son had Ashvashti killed at that Suda. For the Gemara, Abba Boshap Bechoshev, Bechur Achashverosh made a good cheshbon. Like, why was he wrong? How come Hashem didn't save them at that time? And the Gemara now, Iyo Nami mit the toy. Achashverosh also made a toy, it's a mistake in the cheshbon. The Boyle and the Mimni, Mechur Bosh Yerushalayim. He should have counted not from the time they left, but from the time Yerushalayim was Chorav. So the Gemara, Saif Kama Betzirin, how much is missing? How many years more is it? Chatzari, another 11 years. Zechur, it's only 11 years from the time was Yerushalayim was Chorav. Avizoy Iyo Kama Moloch, how long did Achashverosh rule Arbeser? He ruled for 14 years. Barbeser the day Yiboyle Lemivne Beis Hamikdash. So Mesilakasha then, since Achashverosh ruled for 14 years, so true, he made a cheshbon 11 years. But his last 3 years at least, it should have been the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Allah Maksiv, why does the Pasuk say, Biyadim Batila Savida Beis Laho, Dib Yerushalayim? Trashi Badim is Vinei Kairish. Betilas Avedas Beis Laho, Shesiva Kairish Livnois, Vichozu Bey, Ayidai Tzori Yehuda Ben Yamin. Shashen Yishemolach Achra Achashverosh. V'nikrosh Loisha Shemos, Diorosh, Kairish, Achashosom. I'll call upon him the first build the Beis Hamikdash after Achashverosh was ruling. By the next king is when they, by Kairish, is when they build the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chur is still Shever. If Achashverosh was only off by 11 years, and he ruled for 14 years, he still should have been there. Amarava Rava says, Shonim Mukutoy Sevi. They were small years there. Shrashi Oysen Shonim. Shemonim Lamalo Yeshbem Shenivla Mishalachrin. It wasn't a complete year. Those like 14 years of his reign were not complete 14 years. It was the end of 1 year and the beginning of the end of that year. So therefore, you don't have... So therefore what? Therefore comes... So Rashi Shalom Kudos Fayyum. Oysen Shonim Shemon Lamala Yeshbem Shenivla Mishalachrin. And all the Cheshbonis are missing a few years. Therefore, it's good that the 7 years first ended after the Maisa of Achashverosh. After his reign, the next king took over, that's when the 7 years